Vista Mall. So before I start my message, I was instructed to announce na meron pong nakaiwan ng cellphone. If this is yours, you may just approach me later on after the service. iPhone. Is this iPhone? Ah, hindi pala. Mukhang Samsung. Anyways, so to start off our program, let me just program my message. Let me just make a disclaimer. There's no truth to the rumor na GCF Nuvali has prepared lunch for all of you. Baka mapumunta po kayo sa kabila. They just have a wedding occasion sa kabila. So we were moved to this place for today lang. So for succeeding Sundays, babalik po tayo sa kabila. And so with that, let me start my message for today with a story. It's about a young couple who has two young boys, age 5 and 3, and they were teaching the boys to have some Christian values for themselves, including prayer. And one night, when they tucked them in to bed, they were leading them into prayer, and they heard the younger one pray this way. Sabi nung nakababata, "Dear Lord, forgive our bad sins and give us good ones." Yes. So sometimes it's not just kids na who make bloopers in prayer. I don't know about you, but me, sometimes, you know, I would find myself uttering some silly prayer without thinking so much. And that is a very common failure for all of us. And today's message is about prayer. It's entitled, "Lord, Teach Us to Pray Better and More as a Church." No, so much has been said about prayer as a discipline, individual discipline. Pero very little yung nagdi-discuss in the context of church praying or corporate praying. Today's message hopes that we could encourage you to pray more and to pray better as a church. And this comes as a culmination for our prayer and fasting week. So how many of you ang nag-go through to the fasting, prayer and fasting this week? We distributed devotional last week. Nag-distribute po si Pastor. And we are all encouraged to join for prayer and fasting. Ilan po ang naka-kompleto or naka-join, even not kompleto, ng prayer and fasting? Ayon, we can see some hands. So this is a good discipline for all of our church that we encourage everyone. Today's message is based on a passage found in Luke chapter 11. And this is about that time when the disciples were asking Jesus how to pray. Many of you may be familiar with this passage. So in reverence to God's word, let us all stand. And I encourage everyone to open your Bible for the reading of God's word. Open your Bible to Luke chapter 11, starting off with verse 1 up to verse 4, and then we'll skip and then go to verse 9 to 13. Okay? Let's all read, starting with verse 1. "Now Jesus was praying in a certain place, and when he finished, one of his disciples said to him, 'Lord, teach us to pray as John taught his disciples.' And he said to them, 'When you pray, say, Father, hallowed be your name, your kingdom come. Give us each day our daily bread, and forgive us our sins. For we ourselves forgive everyone who is indebted to us. And lead us not into temptation.'" Moving on to verse 9. "And I tell you, ask, and it will be given to you. Seek, and you will find. Knock, and it will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, and the one who seeks finds, and to the one who knocks it will be opened. For what father among you, if his son asks for a fish, will instead of a fish give him a serpent? Or if he asks for an egg, will give him a scorpion? If you then, who are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will the Heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask Him? Let's bow our heads and commit our time to the Lord with a prayer. Our most gracious Father, we adore you and lift your name on high. We declare that you are all-knowing, all-powerful, and ever-living God. We commit to you our time this morning and ask that you help us receive and embrace your message for us on prayer that we need as a church. Help us open our minds, open our hearts, and welcome you and your presence in this church. Speak to us, O Lord Jesus, that we too learn to pray not only as individuals, but collectively as a church. And we pray this in your most precious name. And everyone say, amen and amen. You may now be seated. So I'll start off with the importance of prayer. It was Martin Luther King who once said, to be a Christian without prayer is no more possible than to be alive without breathing. You see, church, breathing is necessary for everything we do. It enables our every activity. And in the same way, prayer is something basic and vital to our spiritual life. So in other words, prayer is breathing. When I read this passage, I was reminded of a young couple that we had a few years back. Their names are Brother Randy and Sister Mao. They had their daughter, I think the fourth child. She was born short of 2 months from normal pregnancy. And so what happened, they cannot bring the baby back home. And the baby was hooked in a machine to help her breathe. And it's so sad. But you look at that, something as basic, as vital as breathing was not natural for the baby. And so it is true with our prayer. You know, it's very important to us, but it doesn't come naturally for us. I remember that time, this is a picture that it's actually an invitation when we had a dinner special for the baby. The baby was due to be out in a few weeks, and they were collecting some fund kasi inabot ng malaking yung bill nila sa hospital, and so we have to generate fund. But what I'm saying here is something as natural as breathing doesn't come natural to all of us, same as prayer. You know, church, when prayer is present, it says something. It's speaking, shouting. It teaches the church that we really need the Lord, right? But when prayer is absent, it reinforces the assumption that we're okay without Him. Too little prayer teaches a church that God is needed on special occasions, under certain circumstances only, but not all the time. It teaches a church that God's help is occasional and not necessary. It leads a church to believe that there are plenty of things we can do without God. And we did not bother Him. You know, we only need to bother Him occasionally. Pag malaki na yung problema, pag we are already in crisis. And that is a sad reality for most of us. I would like to share a testimony. Many years back, when our family was still going to a church, to our previous church, the church had a crisis. At that time, our elders, believe it or not, our leaders were fighting, having some disputes, and it's causing a great crisis, a great division in the church. And it affected everyone, especially our growth group. And so in our growth group, we would be discussing anong dapat namin gawin para makatulong. We would say, kailangan natin kausapin si Elder Ganyan. We need to approach and propose this suggestion to Elder Ganyan. And I clearly remember it was Sister Jojin, who I really looked up to as a prayer warrior, who said to us when we were discussing, I think we need to pray. And the initial reaction of the group was, of course, we will pray. But we're just discussing how to go through this this situation. But what Sister Jojin meant was, no, the action we need to do and the major strategy we need to do is to pray. Kailangan magdasal tayo. And so what happened is, in the succeeding meetings of RGG, we were down on our knees praying. Talagang lumulod kami sa sahig, whatever, kung kaninong bahay man kami mapunta, we were praying and pouring our hearts out to God. We surrendered the crisis to our God, knowing that we have little influence on the situation. And we just, you know, asked His intervention to save the church. At the end of it all, the leadership was restored and the church was saved from breakup. But one lesson, great lesson we learned from that time, the power of a heartfelt prayer. Napaka-powerful po yun. Pag really the prayer comes from your heart. Our God in heaven always hears our prayers. And we can find this promise in the verse that we have read in Luke chapter 11. Oops, sorry. And it says there, and I tell you, ask and it will be given to you, seek and you will find, knock and it will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, and the one who seeks finds, and to the one who knocks, it will be opened. This promise gives us the confidence knowing that God always, always hears our prayer. But the first part of it is that we must ask. We need to pray for it. We need to ask. In his book, The Great Adventure, Dr. David Jeremiah explains this. The Bible says we do not have because we do not ask. You know, we sometimes wonder why, you know, we don't have these things. It's because we do not ask. And it says, many times we go through our plans with confidence in our strength and resources. Ang laki ng tiwala natin sa kakayanan natin, sa ating, you know, treasure, and our skills, and we leave out God in the process, only to be discouraged by failures and ask ourselves, bakit? Bakit hindi ako naging successful? Bakit hindi pinagkaloob to ng Panginoon? We are self-sufficient with pride and arrogance that we forget. Unless God builds your plan, nothing is accomplished. Nasa Bible po yun. Unless God builds your plan, builds the house, nothing is accomplished. And so as if to add emphasis, pag tinignan nyo po yung verse and you count, how many word of us do you find? 5 times. No? The Lord is really encouraging us to pray for the things that you need. And if this is not enough, you try to get the first letter, and this is from David Jeremiah, of the 3 imperative words: ask, seek, and knock. And you come up with the same word that cry out to you to ask. In reading this passage, teach us to pray. Many believe na yung Lord's Prayer is just a magic formula. Na pag ni-recite mo yun, kahit mindlessly, wala, yung prayer mo ma-answer. No, it's not that. In fact, on the second verse, Jesus would offer an analogy of a father to a son. And it says, what father among you, if his son asks for a fish, will instead of a fish give him a serpent? This is an analogy na we can all relate to. We all have our parents, right? And many of us are a parent to a child. And when we talk about being a parent or a father to a son, we know the inherent desire to give the best to our child. And so Jesus was talking of that analogy and saying, kung kayo nga fallen parents in this world knows how to give good gifts to your child, how much more is your God? And so the passage is explained by Edmund Chan, and let me just share this to you. He said, a prayer is not a right formula, a performance that we must get right in order to pray effectively. Rather, the entire emphasis of prayer is on who God is. It's not our technique or choice of words. Hindi po pag mas maganda kayong magdasal, eh mas pakikinggan kayo ng Panginoon. He is the God we call Father, the God of the how much more. If we fallen parents know how to give good gifts to our child, how much more is our God? And so we are moved to see the God who truly wants to bless his children over and above what we ask or imagine. Richard C. Trench said, prayer is not overcoming God's reluctance. It is laying hold of his willingness. Oftentimes, the problem is we do not pray because we do not see the need for it. Tama ba? How many of you are guilty of that? You know, pag wala tayong problema, you would find yourselves, you know, watching TV, reading books, and doing your stuff. It's only when you have problems, ay, teka lang, kailangan akong magdasal. It's a sad reality. And sometimes we feel that way individually. Sadly, sometimes you see that in a church. You know, they are just into deep prayer pag kami problema. And also, sadly, you see that in our nation. You watch the TV, or the many politicians that you can see, and then they report this problem and they confidently, you know, propose their strategy as if, you know, we can do this, we can solve this issue by ourselves. And we Christians are reminded by this passage. If my people who are called by my name shall humble themselves and just pray, and he will heal our land. By the way, I forgot to mention that this is actually a message that we will have prayers. And so for this time, I would be asking a corporate prayer. This is a culmination to our prayer and fasting week. Normally, in the past years, we do it on a Saturday. Kaya lang wala na tayong place. So we have to integrate it in the message. But in this message, I'm incorporating corporate prayer in this message. So for this time, we'll be praying. I'll be asking everyone to pray for our president, our leaders. May they have godly wisdom and, you know, really honestly go after the welfare of the Filipino people. Let's pray for the economy of the nation. I heard the news. Have you heard the news? Yung inopen na for market yung rice importation. I don't know if that would reduce the price of the rice, but definitely it would have impact naman dun sa farmers natin. And it's a complex thing, and then we really do not have any influence on this situation. And the right thing to do is to really to pray to God. And also we ask for our people, deliverance from crimes and corruption. Have you heard about the news yung lumulutang na, ano ba yun? Shabu ba yun or parang drugs? The bad people are getting very creative, more creative in doing their crimes right now. And so we are really at a bad time. So for this, let's pray for our country. Let me ask everyone to stand up. Tayo po tayo. And siguro to join our hearts together. Can we hold hands together? And so what we'll do is I'll start the prayer and then I'll pause for some moments so that you, all of us, can pray our prayers for our country silently. Okay? So these are the three items that we are going to pray. You see them on the slides. Let's bow our heads and let's pray. Father, we confess that we have fallen short of not praying as much as we should. We see the same way for our country, our people, and most especially our leaders. And so we would like to pray for them. Church, please offer your prayers for our country silently. Father, thank you for the promise that gives us the confidence that you will always hear our prayers. We pray for our nation and ask that you bless, really bless our leaders with godly wisdom and recognize your lordship over this country. We also pray for our people. May you extend to them your protection and your favor. In Christ's name we pray, and everyone say, amen and amen. You may now be seated, and we'll continue with our message. Lord, teach us to pray. One of the most interesting dialogue in Scripture is when the disciple asks, Lord, teach us to pray. It's not interesting because that's supposedly normal. See, Jesus is a rabbi. That's how they consider him. He's a teacher. And so it's normal that you would ask to teach. But what is very interesting, this is the only recorded, you know, this phrase, teach us. Ito lang yung time na sinabi talaga ng disciples, teach us something. When doing miracles, they would stand in awe, in amaze. No, when they were sent out to evangelize, Jesus did not give and they did not ask, Lord, how do we exactly do that? Do you have some procedural step-by-step, you know? How do we do that? No, there was no record of that. It's only this one. And so this is very interesting that something might, in the passage that we read, you know, Jesus was praying, and when he finished, something might have provoked or moved the disciple when they saw Jesus praying and asked Jesus, Lord, teach us to pray. So before we go to discussing this some more, let me just ask a survey. You know, let's have some common understanding of prayer. Itatanungin ko kayo kung ano ba ang prayer sa inyo. So let me just ask, let me have some show of hands. Is prayer to you, how do you think of prayer? Is prayer to you talking to God? Is that how you would describe it? Anyone? Okay. Yeah, sometimes we would say, you know, you don't have to use very fluent words or, you know, talagang hard, difficult words to pray. Just talk to God as if you're talking to a best friend. How many of you think prayer as pleading or making a request to God? Anyone? Okay. So sometimes, we ask for petitions, for requests to God in our prayers. And then lastly, how many of you says, you know, even before we ask, God knows my prayers. And so it's more of aligning with God's will. How many of you think of prayer like that? It's aligning to God's will. Okay. Para hindi nagtaas lahat eh. How many of you thinks it's a combination of all these three? Ayun, mas marami ang nagtaas. Sabi nila, pagka sa exam, and you have the last option as all of the above, most probably yun yung tamang sagot. Anyway, to answer the question, what is prayer? Let me share some insights that I found interesting from the book called Calling on the Name of the Lord by Gary Miller. Pinag-aralan ni Gary yung all the prayers recorded in the Bible from Genesis all the way down to Revelation. And he studied what are the common threads or pattern on those prayers. And he came up with this one. Prayer is calling on God to come through on His promise. Yan yung common doon. What it means is that people would refer to a promise that God has given them. And when they make their request, they align it that way. Kunyari, God, you have promised to be, you are a good father. You have promised that to us. And so I'm asking out of your goodness, you know, something like that. In fact, let me share to you the first ever recorded prayer in the Bible. Are you familiar with that? It's in Genesis chapter 4, verses 25 and 26. Let me read. And Adam knew his wife again, and she bore a son and called his name Seth. So now we know where Elder Seth got his name. For she said, God has appointed for me another offspring instead of Abel, for Cain killed him. So Seth is actually the third child. No, nanganak uli si Eve, and he is the third child. To Seth, also a son was born, and he called his name, of course, not Jesse, Enosh. And then the last verse is, you know, take note of this. At that time, people began to call upon the name of the Lord. You know, when you call upon the name of the Lord, you just don't recite it. It's not a formula that you recite it and yes, guaranteed na yung prayer ko, sasagutin ng Panginoon. No, it's not that. Throughout the Bible, the name of the Lord is synonymous with the nature of the Lord. To call on His name is to make an appeal to His character, His goodness, His kindness, His mercy, His grace. Ganun po yung pagdadasal. And just to give you an analogy, it's very much like when you call 911. Pag tumawag po kayo ng 911, you don't wonder what kind of conversation you would have after calling. Ano ba to? Parang nag-order ka for delivery o nag-i-inquire ka for some information? No. We very well know that when we call 911, it's an emergency call. That is the nature of 911 call. Same thing with prayer. When we call to God, to call upon His name, we address God, you know, who He is. And sinabi nga sa Ecclesiastes, when you call to God, let your words be few. Kasi you are talking to the God of the universe, the creator of heaven and earth. And so it is with reverence that you approach Him. It is with reverence that you make your request to Him. Miller's initial focus is on how calling on the name of the Lord to deliver on His covenant promises is the foundation for all the Old Testament says about prayer. But moving to the New Testament, he shows how this is redefined by Jesus Himself and how after His death and resurrection, the apostles understood praying in the name of Jesus to be the equivalent new covenant expression. And so that's why you would notice when we pray, we would end it up, you know, we pray this in the name of Jesus. Ganun po yun. We are actually praying or saying our prayers, reflecting on the character of Jesus and His finished work on the cross. Throughout the Bible, prayer is to be primarily understood as asking God to deliver on what He has promised. And so let's study the verse now. The one we read is from Luke. Merong parallel verse sa Matthew. Yung parallel verse ng Lord's Prayer sa Matthew is actually has more details, so I'll be referring to the Matthew version. Our Father, okay. Our Father, the prayer begins with embracing relationships. Many of us, when we pray the Lord's Prayer, we sometimes, you know, just say out loud, Our Father, you know, unmindlessly. But for this, I would like to give the importance of the meaning of this Our Father. It talks about relationship, and the first of which is that God is our Father. When you ask a Christian and you ask him, you know, how much yung the thought of being a child of God and God as his Father, you know, determines his worship, his prayer, his spiritual life. Kasi if he doesn't understand and embrace this concept that God is his Father and he is a child of God, then he doesn't know much about Christianity. It's actually the one of the distinguishing characteristic that spells the difference between Christianity and Judaism or other religions. You know, the other religions, God is some cosmic force out there. Diba? Sa atin, our God is a personal God. He is our Father. And so someone rightfully said, Father is a Christian name for God. Can I hear an amen to that? Amen. The same God who prepares our hearts to pray inclines His ear to hear us. The second relationship is on our Father. You would notice if you study the Sermon on the Mount, when Jesus was teaching to the crowd and he would teach about, you know, lust, adultery, vengeance, and all those things, he would speak to them in singular. It's as if parang command yung nature ng ng pagsasalita ni Jesus. But when he came to this, and the Sermon of the Mount is Matthew chapters 5 to 7. But when he came to this, he suddenly used plural. Our Father, give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our trespasses and so on and so forth. And so with that, the book by John Onwuchekwa on prayer tells this about that passage. From feeding the 5,000, you know, when Jesus prays on the feeding of the 5,000, he was praying in front of the people. Same thing when he prayed for Lazarus. And, you know, katabi niya yung sisters ni Lazarus. And even in the Garden of Gethsemane, Jesus often involved others in his prayers. We certainly shouldn't try to impress others with our prayers, but we should always involve them in our prayers. Why? Because we're family. God is not just my Father, it is also your Father. He is our Father. These two words remind us that we're both children of God and siblings to each other. Can you tell to the person next to you, you are my brother or sister? Sabihin nyo, kapatid kita. Prayer was never meant to be just a merely personal exercise with personal benefits, but a discipline that reminds us how we are personally responsible for others. We are not just individuals in relationship with God, but we are part of a community of people who have the same access to God. In fact, we are called the body of Christ. When we talk of Christian family and all the churches na kinabibilangan, no, Christian churches, I'm reminded of this one. We are normally faced with challenges of having few laborers. And this verse in Matthew chapter 9 says, then he said to his disciples, the harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. Therefore, you recruit more workers. No, hindi po yun ang sinabi ng Panginoon. Therefore, you go out and try to enlist people for the cause. No, ang sabi niya, therefore, pray earnestly to the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into the harvest. Many of us would go, you know, I'm being sent out, and then we immediately go to our ministry without even committing to the Lord in prayer, yung gagawin natin. And so, napakaganda ng passage nito. Even evangelism, when you start evangelism, we need to pray. And so, at this point in time, let us pray for God's family this time around. So, I'll be asking you to stand up once again, and we'll pray as a church. This time, ang prayer request natin is about Christian family. We'll pray for all the families, family churches ng GCF, Green Hills Christian Fellowship. We'll also pray for CBAP. Alam nyo ba yung meaning ng CBAP? Conservative Baptist Association of the Philippines. So, ang denomination po natin is Baptist. They have this project called Project Pag-asa. Their main office is located in Pag-asa, Quezon City. Their building is being rented right now. They want to acquire it, and that is the reason for the Project Pag-asa. Let's pray for that. And not only we pray for the churches in Laguna, in our country, but all around the world, all Christian churches and pastors. Let's pray for their welfare, for provision, for their ministries, and ultimately, maging fruitful and productive yung ministries nila. Just as GCF Nubali. So let's all stand up and let's join our hands once again. Pagdasal natin lahat ng Christian family, all of God's family that we belong to. Let's bow our heads. Father, thank you for reminding us that we should always pray for our brothers and sisters in Christ. We recognize that in the same way you are working in and through GCF Nubali Church, you are also making your great works in and through these churches. And so we would like to pray for them. Church, open your heart and pour out your prayers to God for all of God's family. Father, thank you for your son's finished work on the cross that gave us the way to be saved and be part of your great family. We pray for all Christian churches that form and is called the body of Christ. May you bless all of us to make our ministries fruitful in winning souls all around the world for your honor and for your glory. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. Amen. You may now be seated and then we'll continue. What to pray? For most of the parents here, I don't know if you can relate to this, but had you had any instances when your son, your child would say, "Daddy, I want ice cream. Daddy, I want cake." Yan. Na-encounter niya ba yon? And then for as good parents as we are, we would say, "Ay, anak, child. No, that is not how you ask for something. You know, this is what you say. Daddy, can I have some ice cream? Please." Yan. Di ba? Ganun natin nilataw. But when Jesus responded to the request of the disciples, he didn't tell them how to pray. He actually tell them what to pray. And so let's continue our study. The next verse is, "Our Father who art in heaven." The simplest understanding of this passage is that we have earthly fathers. Meron tayong father dito sa mundong ito, but we also have Father in heaven. And the biblical authors, when they speak of heaven, not only are they referring to a place or a location, but they're also referencing a statement of power. It's very much when we say President Duterte is in Malacanang or Donald Trump is in the White House. Pag sinabi mo yon, you're actually referring to them as someone who holds the highest position in the land. So it talks about power. And so when we say, "Our Father who art in heaven," it sets the backdrop for our prayers, that we are praying to a God not just as compassionate as He is, but He is also capable. He is powerful. And so therefore, it should make us humble. Yung nabanggit ko kaninang verse sa Ecclesiastes, "Be not rash with your mouth, nor let your heart be hasty to utter a word before God." Kasi sabi dito, "For God is in the heaven and you are on earth. Therefore, let your words be few." When you approach God in prayer, you know, you just don't talk to someone parang best friend. You pray in reverence because He is holy. He is the God of the universe, the creator of the heaven and earth. Everything else is His creation. He is God alone. And so when we approach God in prayer, ganun natin sinasabi, no? And the prayers, the petitions that are given in the Lord's Prayer, I'm not sure if you have taken notice of this, all of the first three are Godward. You take a look. "Hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven." It's all God's word. It's all about the cause of God. This removes man from the center of the picture. Unfortunately for you to learn this, but that is the reality. It displaces our needs and desires, and it reminds us that the most important thing about prayer is not yung pangangailangan natin, but it's what God gives by way of His presence. "Hallowed be your name, your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven." When we pray, "Hallowed be thy name," it means being concerned more for His holiness. Not, you know, not our popularity or something. I don't know about you, but let me ask you, how many of you ang hindi makatulog or hindi makakain because you have this incident na God's name was put was defamed, nabastos ang ating Panginoon, and then hindi ka mabagabag? How many of you are disturbed with that incident? How many of you, when God's holy name is, you know, hindi na respect would be in your journal. You would say, God, hindi ko nagustuhan yung narinig ko kanina o yung movie na panood ko, and I'm disturbed, you know? Baka kasi ang nasa journal nyo is mostly your request. But the first three petitions in the Lord's Prayer are all God's word. Hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come. To pray thy kingdom come is to pray that the gospel be spread all throughout the world. Because we know that the gospel has changed us. So we plead God's kingdom to be extended and shared to everyone. Now when we talk about kingdom, it means there is a king. And we cannot serve two masters. Two kings, us and God, cannot coexist. Someone's rule and ambitions have to die. Kanino kaya yon? There's only one king, the king of all kings, and that is our Lord Jesus. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. It speaks of it reinforced the second request for God's kingdom to come. We long to see God's reign and rule in this earth as it is happening right now in heaven. As we begin to pray this way, we're reminded of a few things. The world exists as a canvas for God's glory. That is the truth. Nandito po tayo lahat. We exist for God's glory. It's not the other way around. Second, what we need most is for God to fix what's wrong. That's why we pray this prayer. The true problem isn't God's absence from the world, His omnipresence. He's everywhere. The real problem is our apathy to God's presence. Alam natin nandito siya, and yet we dismiss His presence. We do not take note of His presence. It doesn't go into our prayers. But what goes into our prayers are self-centeredness and self-concern. Now, Jesus is not teaching us this one to pray for these things because kailangan niya ng tulong natin. Hindi po. He is almighty, all-powerful. He don't need our help in doing this. He's teaching us this because we need help desiring it. It's a natural tendency for us to ask for our petitions, not for the cause of God. Our agenda conflicts God's agenda because our affections conflict with His. And our affections normally shape our prayers. You know, this book also says God prayers and good prayers and bad prayers aren't distinguished based on their morality. God would not just say no because you pray, you know, let me be successful in robbing a bank. No. Sometimes it's possible that you would actually ask for good things, but deep inside your heart is just for you. It's for your kingdom, your ambitions, your dreams. And then you're asking God in reality to finance or to fund your idolatry. But Jesus is teaching us this because Jesus wants us to aim higher. He wants our prayer to soar. I want this to share this passage from Edmund Chan. It's saying, Lord, lay upon our heart the things that are upon yours. Yun po yung ibig sabihin nun. Sana ang nauuna sa dasal natin are the things na mas mahalaga doon sa Panginoon. We are all important to God. But we exist for His glory, for His honor, not the other way around. And so for this third time, let us pray for our church, our ministry. First of all, we pray for our pastor. Pastor Erwin, nasaan siya ngayon? Nasa further southern part of Laguna, invited as a speaker. Si Pastor Art nasa Mindoro, also for a speaking engagement, invited for an anniversary ng church sa Mindoro. In one of the churches there. Let's pray for the evangelism. You know, we just recently concluded the series on evangelism that speaks about each one, win one. We need to minister to many souls here in the area. And to expand our ministry, kailangan nating magkaroon ng malaking place, and that's why we need to pray for Project Noah. Our project to come up with our own building here in Silang. And for those na member na, now we are attending here, we pray for ourselves for our discipleship. and for our growth groups. So I won't ask you to stand up anymore, but in your seats, just stay there and let's bow our heads and let's all pray for our church. Let's bow our heads. Father, we praise you for bringing us to GCF New Valley Church and making us part of your work and ministry to this church. We know you have great plans. You have great plans for this church, and that is why the people I have here in front of me are called to serve according to your purpose for this church. Church, why don't you offer your prayers for our church? Father, we ask that you lay upon our hearts the things that are upon yours. Help us to discern your great plans for this church. And we ask that you give us the strength so that in our own little way we can help out, carry these projects, this ministry by your grace. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. We're down to the last part of this message, and I'll be talking about praying together. There are two significant prayers when we talk about prayers that was modeled by Jesus Christ. The first one is the Lord's Prayer, and the second one is the prayer that he made in the Garden of Gethsemane. Ito yung bago siya i-crucify. He was with some few disciples. Punta sila doon sa Garden of Gethsemane. And they prayed. Actually, what Jesus did was, you stay here, sabi niya sa disciples niya, and I'll go there. And then I'll pray. And then when he came back, ano nangyari? Tulog yung mga disciples niya, no? In fact, it was mentioned in Mark chapter 14, watch and pray that you may not enter into temptation. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak. So, you know, this passage is very a good reminder for us. And you just contrast Jesus with disciples. Kasi itong pagkakalocate ng passage na to, it's between yung before noon at saka yung crucifixion. And then you find Jesus was struggling for prayer, but yung disciples several times, three times, no? Pagbalik ni Jesus, tulog sila. And this is sandwiched between the previous times when, you know, Peter, the disciples would say, Lord, we would die for you. And then the event after that, you know, you would find they're running in fears. In fact, Peter would be found denying Jesus Christ three times. You compare yung prayerlessness ng disciples with how Jesus would pray that night. In fact, dinidescribe doon, he was sweating blood. Kasi alam niya na yung mangyayari. And the kind of prayer he raised that one was something like, Lord, I know that you can do all things. May you pass this cup from me. Pwede bang wag mo nang pagawa to sa akin? And then he would finish it with, but your will be done. Three times, ganun yung sinabi niya. And then, I don't know about you, but the difficulty about prayer, sometimes, pag hindi ka naka-receive ng answer to the Lord, so hindi mo alam, sinagot ba ng Panginoon or should I just wait? No, sometimes ganun eh, unanswered prayer ba to, or would I just keep on praying? But in this particular part, after three times, ang ganda nung verse na yung at the third time, he would say, rise, let us be going. Nung nakakita siya ng mob going towards them, the hour has come. Let us all rise. makikita mo yung resolve, yung resolution ni Jesus Christ. He has the strength within himself. After praying several times to God, he is resolved. Na alam niya, he's praying na, Lord, Father God, you know, sana hindi mo pagawa to sa akin, but your will be done. At the third time, resolved na siya, the answer is no. There's no other way, my son. You have to go through this. And learning that, no? Learning that, Jesus, you know, got up and say, you know, let's all rise and be going. And you wonder, it gives us a picture who would be struggling with prayer that night and how he would go through his sufferings. You know, nung nilagay sa kanya yung crown of thorns, hindi niya sinabi, tanggalin mo yan. No, he just buried it. When someone was flogging yung thorns on his back, hindi niya sinabi, stop. When the nail was pierced on his hand, hindi niya sinabi, no. In fact, the last breath he had was not uttered for himself. It was for the forgiveness nung katabi niyang sinner, yung the one on the left side of the cross. It was to forgive those who have not yet repented. Yung unimaginable strength ni Jesus Christ. Kaya nga nilagay ko dito as a caption, when we surrendered our hearts in prayer to God, then He would give us the strength for our hands to do our ministry, our work, our lives. After that passage, the disciples learned from Jesus. No, so namatay si Jesus, nabuhay, and then nag-ascend. And then naiwan na yung mga disciples niya, and they were called the early church. You read the book of Acts, which describes the early church, and you find this list of prayers. I won't go through them one by one. These prayers, not less than 21 times recorded in the book of Acts, people on the early church would pray. Mag-elect sila ng leaders, they would pray. Someone was prison, they would pray. Nakataka sa prison, they would pray. They would celebrate. They would attend prayer meeting. They would pray and fast. And that is the discipline that we would like, you know, GCF Nubali to inculcate. That's why we have the prayer and fasting. Because that is how the book of Acts would describe the early church as people of prayer. And so for this last prayer, I would ask each one of you to get a partner. Siguro yung katabi nyo na lang. You may not know yung katabi nyo, but can you just hold his hand and then just pray for that person? You don't have to stand up. Three things. Pagdasal natin yung spiritual growth ng partner nyo. Let's pray na mag-grow siya more to become more like Christ. Let's pray for provision. All of us have needs. Wala pong exempted doon. And definitely, yung katabi nyo may pangangailangan yan. Pray for blessings and provisions. And then lastly, for peace of mind, joy in her heart, and protection. So let's all bow our heads. Grab the hand of your partner and let's all close in prayer. Father, thank you for inspiring our hearts today to pray together as a family, as a group, and as a church. We praise you for blessing us with our beloved brothers and sisters right here in this church. Thank you, Father, for these people. We recognize our individual needs, our problems, our joys, and most importantly, our dependence on you. And so we would like to pray for one another. Church, pour your hearts out and pray for the person beside you. Let's pray. Father, I pray for all my brothers and sisters here this morning, whom you have touched with today's message. May they long to pray constantly and together with one another, knowing that we have strength in our lives, in our ministries, in our marriages, in our families, if we first come to you with surrendered hearts in prayer. We give you all the glory and honor. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. And so just as a closing, as an application, i-encourage ko naman kayo. I know we all have prayer requests, but sometimes hindi nagagamit itong ministry na to. In the bulletin, there's a slip, no? As if you don't know. You can put there your petitions and your prayer requests, and we can pray for you. So allow us to pray for you. Nagdadasal po kami every Saturday, so when we pray, we actually have those prayer items considered. So if you're someone na, you know, nahihiya or something, the first step probably for you in this message as an application is to write that prayer request. Reach out for someone so that they can pray for you. Second, join our prayer meeting. This is happening every Saturday, 4 o'clock in the afternoon. Our venue is in TRS, pero this Saturday, kasi palipat na yung TRS, they'll be relocating to another place, still in Nuvali. But wait for further announcement. Hindi ko alam kung makalipat na sila this week. If not, same place, sa TRS second floor, sa cinema building. And then lastly, it's not only in prayer meeting that we pray collectively as a group, but also in growth groups. So if you are someone na wala pang growth group, I highly encourage you to join yung current growth groups. Marami pong growth groups ngayon. Just approach any of our elders or leaders. Kung kayo naman yung type na medyo ano na yung ibang grupo eh, so I would like to form my own groups, meron ako mga friends, and you just need some facilitator, that is also possible. Just approach one of the leaders and elders and we can help you out. So that closes our message for today. Let me call on now for the giving, the usher. Ipagdasal natin ang offering natin for this morning. Okay, let's bow our heads and let's offer a prayer.